Excuse me. Now we'll have our first case under public hearing, please.
The first case under public hearings is case 11751, Down Patricia Lair Moore, seek a variance from the rear yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest corner of Signature Boulevard and Wild Rose Circle in Americana Bayside. The 911 address is 36450 Wild Rose Circle, Selbyville. The zoning district is MRRPC. The tax map is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 1038. Specifically, they are requesting a 4.2-foot variance from the rear yard setback. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dale Larimore. 704 South Burns Drive in Mark, Pennsylvania.
Wait right here. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Patricia Lamore, 704 South Burns Drive in Mark, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicants, Dale and Patricia Larimore. There's an exhibit packet that I just handed to Janelle, but I think she's distributing to you right now. The Larimore Zone, Lot 267 in the Americana Bayside Development, which is located on the south side of Route 54. They have a house on the lot that has a small screen porch. What they'd like to do is to enlarge the porch by extending it approximately 5.5 feet into the rear yard. And that would require a 4.2-foot variance from the rear yard setback line. The porch itself is approximately 12 feet wide. If you look at Exhibit A in my exhibit packet that I just hand out, that is the site plan of the existing house. The screen porch is the area marked SP. Mm-hmm. If you look at Exhibit B, that shows the porch extension that's being requested in yellow. And I think you can see that what that does is extend that porch and the just a small sliver of the deck into the setback area. And that would be an enclosed porch. The porch addition would be in line with the existing deck that is on the property. That existing deck has a 5.8-foot setback, and as you know, open, unenclosed decks are permitted to extend 5 feet into the rear yard. So that deck is permitted under the code. Mr. and Mrs. Larimore, but they both grew up in Seaford. They currently live and work in Philadelphia. The Bayside home is currently being used as a second home, but it's their intention to make it their permanent residence when they retire. The significant kind of unique condition concerning the lot is that the rear of their lot borders a strip of common area that's about 15 feet wide, and that strip of common area actually separates their lot from the stormwater pond that was located to the rear of their property. So there is no lot or house backing up to their rear yard, just this common strip and pond. And I have Exhibit C in my booklet, but that's shown on your screen here. You can see the you can see the house is the house outlined in yellow. The existing deck is that white area. And then you can see there is a rear yard that would be where that line is. And then there's common area surrounding the pond that the lot backs up to. Exhibit D and the packet that I handed out are just pictures showing the rear of the house. And again, you can see the open deck there. And then that's basically the line along which the enclosed porch would extend. The existing house and screen porch are currently about 26 feet from that pond edge. So even with the 4.2-foot variance, the porch addition will align with the existing deck and will still be about 21 feet from the pond. I mean, for all practical purposes, there will be a 21-foot rear yard setback from the pond, which is, again, for practical purposes, their backyard. A personal reason that they have for enclosing and extending the screen porch is to permit the reasonable use of the property by converting the screen porch into a larger room that can be used as a year-round room. Both the Larimores have recently been treated for skin cancer, and Mrs. Larimore has a blood condition that requires both of them to limit exposure to the sun. So basically, they really don't use the open deck because they have to limit their sun exposure. So the intent is to use this as a living space. Exhibit E in the packet is a letter from the HOA board and also same person, the developer, indicating that there is no objection to the variance and they have approved the porch extension from the community's point of view, subject, of course, to the approval of the variance by the board. I also will submit letters of no objection from 17 homeowners in the immediate area surrounding the Larimore's property. There's a map on the cover of this showing stars on the homes that sent in the letter of no objection. And you can see from that that they are the people in closest to the Larimore's, including the four houses actually shown on that plot right there. Also, there is a letter from Robert Douglas. He was an architect that designed the proposed porch extension, and he's indicating that the design of that addition was done in a manner to keep it consistent with the original design of the homes, and it's in character with the other homes in the area. So I will submit those additional exhibits.
Okay.
Now, in summary, the unique physical condition relates to the fact that we have this common area strip, and this is not common area that's used by the community. It was really a strip around the pond to provide access to the pond for emergency purposes or cleaning or things of that nature. So it really results in an actual rear yard setback larger than just the actual rear yard on the lot. And as I said, the proposed addition to this porch will result in the same setback as the deck that's there and will still be 21 feet from the pond. The variance is needed for the reasonable use of the property. And part of it is necessitated by the owner's need to avoid sun exposure and to have this additional room. And the addition basically cannot be built without the variance because it is at the 10-foot setback line. The situation was not created by the owners. This is the lot layout as it was originally created. The addition and the variance will not alter the essential character of the community or be detrimental to others. And I think that is evidenced by the support of the HOA, the developer, and the owners in that immediate area. And the variance of 4.2 feet is the minimal needed. And as I said, it will only extend the area of the existing porch and a small portion of the deck to the same setback as the existing deck. So it's not the entire house that's seeking a setback. It's just that it's a 12-foot porch and probably about 2 feet of the deck area. So Mr. and Mrs. Larimore, is everything I just stated true and correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And I do have some medical records regarding the skin cancer and the blood disease. I'd rather not submit that for the record because it's private information, but I could have Mr. Larimore just come up and testify to that rather than submit it.
If you'd like to take the mic, that'd be fine.
Just identify yourself.
Dale Larimore, the applicant. And I think it's important to note that the skin conditions and the blood disorders were diagnosed after we purchased the house in 2006.
Right.
So that all of this has developed since we purchased the house. So now we're seeking the reasonable use of the house by giving us more sun protection, having an area outside where we can have a porch to have dinner and things like that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Now, obviously, the medical condition is personal. But the situation here, as far as the lot is concerned, again, is this unusual situation where you have, in effect, a larger backyard than you really have. So with that, that's everything I have to present and try to answer any questions you might have.
All right. Well, Mr. Hudson, start with you, please.
What size is the porch as it exists today?
The porch as it exists, you can see from the Exhibit A, it's kind of into the house. It's 12 feet wide by approximately 16 feet deep. So the addition would be about 5 feet. So it would still remain a. It would well you, again if you see from Exhibit B, you can, as I said, there's a sliver of the deck that would be added to the porch there. So I would think with the 5 feet being added, it would be about 21 feet in depth and about maybe 14 feet in width.
Mm-hmm. But for the record, it appears that the addition would be the only portion. That would not be surrounded by three walls of the house. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Becker?
It looks like you're in line with the rest of the, if you go down to your, I guess that would be one, two, three, the third house down from your left. As you're looking at that, those two houses there, three houses, they've got enclosed porches, is that correct? And from your pictures, it looks like that's the same.
There are some things down there. I don't know. I don't know the status of those. I didn't really want to mention that. I'm not sure if they had variances for those.
My point is that you're not encroaching. It doesn't look like physically you're encroaching any more than what's there.
No, I don't. I agree.
Okay. And you said the addition is going to be a three-wall, 12 by 16?
Yeah, it'll be approximately... The existing porch is 12 by 16.
Okay.
So we're going to be adding roughly 5 feet to it.
Okay.
But the only thing, as far as this variance is concerned, we need a 4.2-foot variance to extend it into the rear.
Gotcha.
Plus a sliver on the deck.
And a sliver on the deck.
Not since my grandmother.
If I might, the reason sliver on the deck was the architect said it would make the roof line more consistent with the rest of the neighborhood, so he wanted to have a little bit more room.
Okay.
I like that, yep.
5 feet plus a sliver.
Yeah, 4.2 plus a sliver on for the deck.
Only a sliver was a reference to, you know, a small portion of a pie or something.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, to be honest with you.
The old pizza.
No other questions.
We've got a little bigger sliver here.
No questions.
And Mr. Milton, any further?
No other questions.
And I have no questions.
Sure.
Is there any flooding that you know of in the rear yard?
You mean from the stormwater pond? No, it's a properly designed stormwater pond that has a discharge.
And I'm looking at it. I take it you couldn't build the porch either further into the interior of the home or wrapping around on the deck, perhaps going eastward. And if you guys are going to testify, you need to be up there. We can't see head nods on the transcript.
No, we cannot extend the porch into the house any further. It would be much more, it doesn't give us any more use of the area. We've got room inside the house. And we actually talked to the architect about trying to extend it along the deck. And
kind of doing an L shape or
right.
something?
And he said, you're not going to gain anything by that little tiny sliver again along the side of the house. You need the depth. You need to have some depth out there in order to make it functional.
So it's not wide enough, I guess.
Right,
you'd end up with, again, just a small space that isn't really reasonably usable.
Sure. Those are the only questions I have. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11751 for the following reasons. Of course, the uniqueness of the property is the fact that there was no definite property line separating the property from the homeowner's property association. The it's not created by the applicant due to the fact that they were led to believe the use of the property behind the house was buildable to incorporate what they're applying for here tonight. It certainly will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. The association certainly has looked into that also, and they agree with the applicant that it will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And I believe, based on the other facts, that the minimum variance that they're asking for is the minimum of relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickman and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11751. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Mr. Chairman, I would further like to add that I believe that the applicant's health conditions present a hardship or a practical difficulty in need of the request, and I vote for the same reasons.
Okay. Mr. Rutherford?
Aye, for all the reasons that have been mentioned.
Again, Mr. Rutherford?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11751 is approved.
Okay, thank you, John.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. Thank you.